I became aware that my husband had had an affair. He had been going to strip clubs. He was paying large sums of money for women to send him pornographic pictures, and he was viewing porn on the computer to satisfy himself. And we're both Christians, and I had no idea that this was going on. I was shocked. I was hurt. I was upset, and I really did not know what to do or where to turn. The workshop was probably the most valuable thing that I did, because I have been a Christian since junior high school, and I was totally unaware of anything like sex addiction even existed. The workshop educated me about what sex addiction was, how the brain pathways change. It also gave me courage. I could learn how to use my voice to confront my husband rather than enable him. I learned how to stand up for myself and ask for help rather than blaming God for not fixing it. The saddest thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies. Betrayal is it was like a tsunami that washed over me and washed away the life that I had. All this was devastating, but through the workshop, the groups that I've been in, the people that I have been associated with New Life, I truly believe my soul has been restored. I love the name Restored because it implies healing. And my wounded heart has begun to heal, and I still have a lot of scar tissue, but it's not with the painful emotions that I used to have. Without a doubt, it was the most significant thing that I did. And, you know, one of the things the counselor in the group that I was in recommended was to re-healing as a choice, and that had a profound effect on me. And she also gave us a piece of paper that was copied from the end of your book, the Today I Choose to Heal. And going to the workshop was a choice for me, and I could choose to heal or stay in my misery. That workshop is where I found the tools and the people that I needed to heal from this most heartbreaking thing of my life.